here's a story from The World.
Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz was in Paris today to speak with the French Defense Minister on their agenda, Pegasus. That's the Israeli-made surveillance software sold to governments so they can spy on people's phones. Last week, the names of many people surveilled by the app came out, among them French President Emmanuel Macron. Now in the spotlight, the Israeli company that makes Pegasus, the NSO Group. Our next guest believes the Israeli government needs to do more to control the export of these surveillance tools. Itai Mack is a human rights attorney in Jerusalem, and he's been petitioning the Israeli government to do that. So how much oversight does the Israeli government have of NSO, the Israeli company that built the software?
The government has full oversight specifically on NSO because of the sensitivity of the Pegasus system. The problem is that the Israeli government doesn't do oversight on the target list. And of course, it's not possible to rely on countries like Saudi or Rwanda or Azerbaijan not to target journalists or politicians or opposition members.
But isn't the Israeli government supposed to screen export licenses?
The Israeli government policy for decades is that other countries shouldn't interfere in the Israeli internal issues, which means the Palestinians and the occupation, and the Israeli side don't interfere in other countries.
So you're basically saying that the Israeli government didn't want to interfere with internal policies in other countries, so they just approved this export license for Pegasus?
Exactly. And there's no difference in the Israeli government policy about surveillance systems to the Israeli government policy about selling automatic rifle and machine guns. It's the same story.
So you worked with Amnesty International on Project Pegasus that was looking into people targeted by the software. Why would French President Emmanuel Macron be targeted?
So first, it's important to clarify that President Macron's number was on a list of potential target, but it's still unclear if his mobile phone was indeed being targeted by the Pegasus system. I think it raised the problem that the French government, I think, is very worried if foreign countries is targeting French citizens, if it's Morocco or other country. But I believe that the French government is itself using a surveillance system. So there's a kind of a conflict of interest.
How exposed to charges of human rights abuses is NSO, the maker of Pegasus software, and by extension, Israel?
Well, if it could be verified that there were human rights violations committed with the Pegasus system, and we are not only talking about privacy, the system could be used to bring people into a prison, it could be used to get information that could be used in the torture room, and to criminalize the civilian society all around the world. My arguments in the court here in Israel was always that Israel is not allowed in any way to assist in human rights violation, and it doesn't matter if it's being done through selling weapons or bullets or if it's selling a surveillance system.
Itai, what exactly are you asking of the Israeli government?
Specifically about the company NSO, I think that the government should freeze all its export license and also start giving the license not according to government, but also according to the target list. And this is the only way to verify that there are no journalists, human rights activists or politicians in the target list of Pegasus. And the second thing I'm asking the government to change all its armed defense export license policy to accept the Hebrew translation of the American law, which include the consideration of human rights.
Attorney Itai Mack speaking with us about the Israeli government's apparent support of a surveillance software, Pegasus, made by a private Israeli company, NSO. Itai, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.